Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. In 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Hello and welcome to episode 8 of That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambert. Hand clap. So in the room with me, I have Mr. Matt T. Shaw. How you doing, mate?
This week, because we don't have either Stu or Phil here, I'm going to interject with both of those.
Okay.
As the comments they would do. So I'm going to do Stu first.
All right. That was good.
But Matt Shaw is good, thank you.
What about Phil? What did Phil do?
Yeah, good. Just chilling. Yeah, good. Just did some shopping, got it delivered.
That was actually really good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
And in the room with us, we have one of our special guests, which is Mr. Matthew Rodriguez.
Oh, clap.
You can keep clapping. Thank you for having me today. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good. Coming here meant going outside on the tube for the first time in a very long time.
Yeah.
It was weird to see sunlight as I embarked into my East London journey.
Yeah.
And also down your road is a cat missing. It's called Lucky, which is quite ironic because there's nothing lucky about going missing.
So unless the original owners were quite abusive. In that case, it was very lucky.
It was lucky that it's gone. Yeah.
It's well, the away. Poster was awful. So I'm not sure what that says about the owners. It was a piece of paper and it was written in pen. It wasn't even typed with like the newspapers letters cut out.
did it not have any like clip art or anything like that? Like those were
didn't even
ones.
Have a drawing of the cat.
Not even a drawing.
No reward. I'll get a picture of it. And I'll send it to you later when I walk home.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
That will go on Acast now.
There it is.
Lucky the hostage cat.
Yeah. Please, if you do know where Lucky is. Please, what bring you him do? Home.
An urgent appeal for Lucky
yeah.
the cat.
Oh, yeah, get some of that really sad music like that. Lucky hasn't been seen in 3 hours.
Every 6 minutes, a cat in Leytonstone goes missing. Same with Acast. There's another one. And another.
Where's Pepper gone?
Pepper's, who knows where. She's probably somewhere.
Scratching like, Stu's scratching, eyes out.
Yeah, she's probably attacking
she
Stu.
She tried to bite me earlier whilst I was outside.
Really?
I was stroking her for ages and she laid on her back. So I gave her a little tickle on the belly. She was enjoying it. And then, yeah, she launched for me.
Yeah, it's weird with that cat because she's like, oh, go on, stroke me. Please stroke me. You do. And then she's like, yeah, fuck it. I've had enough. And she, you know, it's just really impatient. Yeah. Only get a little bit and then, yeah, she attacks.
Maybe we should accidentally lose her as well.
Yeah. Mm,
she wouldn't be so lucky.
Yeah.
We would be there.
At the beginning of every episode, we do play a game.
Oh, I forgot about the game.
Everybody always forgets about the game.
I always forget about the game.
Yes.
It's good. Yeah. So, it's game time. And this is inspired by you, Matt.
Which one?
Yeah, actually, that's the point. So, because there are two of us, we're going to have to somehow figure out a way of knowing...
I think we just roll with it.
Okay, cool.
So, I've come... This is a game I've made up then, right?
No.
Oh.
So it's inspired by you, Matt.
Cheers, Craig.
It's something that we were actually playing the other day.
Oh, don't tell people about that.
I know. And it's called Desert Island.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so glad this came up. Have you played Desert Island?
What, the game where if you... Oh.
I'm going to basically say what you can bring to my island, and then you have to say something, and I'll tell you if you can or not.
And we have to guess what the rule is.
Yeah,
I've played this game.
Good.
And I love this game.
I love this game.
Are you any good at this game?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 2 times world champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which
the actual prize was to go to a desert island, which is...
And what did you take with you?
What do I take with me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let Craig start that off.
At some points, I'm going to be really tempted to stroke your feet because they're just there. The socks look so soft.
Maybe don't do so much crack before the next show. Oh, let's go and do more.
So, are we ready to play?
Yes.
Which way are we going? Clockwise.
We'll let guest go first.
Guest goes first. Okay. So
I'm the guest.
I'm going to an island, and you can bring something with you. Okay.
It's a jackal.
The thing that I'm bringing is Pepper, my cat.
Can I bring some dog biscuits?
No.
Can I bring a pool table?
Yes.
Can I bring a Pikachu?
Yes.
I got it.
You can say.
Can I say?
Yeah, yeah.
Things beginning with P?
Yep.
Yep.
Didn't even get a chance, huh?
Well, you did, because you said something, as well as hearing his one, and then you heard my one too. So you heard three.
You had plenty of chance.
I don't like this guest.
I do apologise.
So.
Ow.
Good.
Poor circulation of my knees.
Deep vein thrombosis on the plane again. On the plane to our desert
my
island.
My socks are too tight. I'm going to die.
I'm going to my island again. This time, I'm going to bring a tent.
Can I bring a church?
No.
Mm.
Can I bring a bed?
A type of bed, but not a bed.
A bed.
Moving on.
Oh, do you not get to another go, Craig?
Well, I didn't last time. Do you want me to?
Well, yeah.
I was going to do it if you got stuck.
No, you might as well. You might as well.
Yeah, there's three of us. It's going to go around quite a few times.
All right, then. I can bring an airbed.
Can I bring a sleeping bag?
Yes.
Can I bring a tent?
Well, I'm already bringing one, so you have to bring something different.
Yeah, but we don't all want to share the same tent, do we?
In that case, I'll bring another sleeping bag as well. It's camping stuff, isn't it?
It's camping stuff.
It's camping stuff.
Okay, can I go now?
Do you want to do one?
Yes, please.
But,
all right, then. I'm going to my tent. I'm going to my tent. Obviously not, because I haven't got one, because Craig went and asked to bring another one. I'm going to my island, and I'm taking... potato.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That is a good choice. I'd take potato as well, I think.
Because you could cut it in half, let it grow, and then you could grow more potatoes.
And then boil and mash them, stick them in a stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's how the Irish got started.
Just grew from a potato.
Can I bring a sweet potato?
No, you can't bring a sweet potato.
Racist.
Can I bring thoughts? Can I bring some cress?
You can't bring cress, I'm afraid.
Fuck.
I'm going to take a banana.
Potato, banana. Can I bring... I'm trying to think of what it could be.
Well, try guessing something.
I think I have it. Can I bring a... Oh, God, it's hard to think of something what this one could be.
Oh, I didn't realise this game was going to be so awkward and long.
I can't think of anything. I'm going to think of something in the meantime. Can I bring a teapot?
You can't bring a teapot.
Can I bring a carrot?
You can't bring a carrot.
Fucking hell.
But I am going to take a PlayStation.
Can I bring a mug of tea?
You can bring a mug of tea.
Thank you.
What the fuck? So a potato, a banana,
yep.
PlayStation, and a mug of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you get it, idiot?
Can I bring an Xbox?
You can't bring an Xbox.
Fuck! If you'd be able to bring an Xbox, you idiot.
Yeah, no power.
God, then what is it then?
Well, no, I think we'll just keep this going until Craig finds out.
All right, okay.
Shall we? Yeah, we can just do it between us two.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to take a windowsill.
I'm going to bring a bubble bath.
I'm going to bring a box of glass.
I'm going to bring my bad uncle.
I'm going to take my heart of stone.
I'm going to bring Craig Lambard.
I was going to use that earlier. I'm going to take Matthew Shaw.
I'm going to bring Rodriguez.
I'm going to take Phil Jackson.
Janet
it's free, it's Jackson. It's three syllables,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank fuck for that.
Maybe we should stop playing now.
That was a good game, though.
That was a good game,
tripped me up on that one. I thought, I saw banana and I saw potato and I was trying to think, I thought it might have been a word that the second letter was also the same as the last letter.
Oh, I could have done palindromes.
That would have been a good one.
But yeah, it would be difficult to guess.
I'm going to bring Anna. I'm going to bring... When I go to my desert island, I would like to bring dog biscuits.
Can I bring Albert Amos?
Yes.
Oh, can I take popping candy?
Yes. When I go to my desert island, I'm also going to bring Pepper the cat.
Can I bring my mum and dad?
Yes, if you want to.
Can I bring Craig Lambard in an impression of Barack Obama?
You can.
Can I bring some Mountain Dew and some Summer Comfort?
Mountain Dew. yes, you can, as long as I don't have to drink any of it because it's foul.
Can I bring us a guess to what this may be?
Yes.
Or should we just keep going like if we don't? things that have been mentioned on the podcast.
That was interesting, yeah.
Hooray!
Let's tickle our own egos. My feet.
So, what do we think of that game? Enjoy that?
It's good.
I love that game.
Yeah, it's a great game. Requires thinking. It's really satisfying when you beat someone else. Or like when you're,
yeah.
As long as you're not the last one, Craig, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Like me.
Like always.
How is it a drinking game? Is it if you don't get it?
So you go round, and every time you guess and you get, every time you say something and you can't take it, you drink them.
Okay.
And then if you guess it and it's wrong, as in if you guess the rule, you have to finish the drink. But I haven't played that since university.
Yeah.
Yeah, mature adult now.
So, on with the podcast, I guess.
I guessed. Christopher guessed.
So, as we all know, I've got a category. Or what? A topic to talk about. Okay. And let's take it back to last week's episode. Remember when I was talking about that guy on the tube? Mm. And I was like, he like nodded at me.
Shruggers.
Every time I looked around.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, I was like awkward. But I kind of felt like I had to kind of shrug back.
Mm.
Well, that happened again, actually.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
A shrug off?
Literally. But this time, it happened a couple of days after we recorded that episode. And it was on the central line again on the way home from work. And it was the same situation where it was fucking boiling hot. I was in the same place.
Yeah.
But this time, a guy got on the door next to me.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me and kind of went, oh, like that. And I couldn't help myself. I just went, oh, back in.
Oh, hello.
And I did that and kind of like looked away and I wasn't at first I was like I just did that because of the podcast
yeah
it just happened like that
yeah.
But then I thought about it more And I realised that it was most likely the reason...
The dude
was,
had Tourette's, had a tick.
It was, yeah, it's because I've developed Tourette's. But no, it's probably because I'm British. Right?
Wow. And,
well, no, well, yeah,
how are you British?
Yeah, what makes you British?
The point is British etiquette, right?
I see, yes.
We do stupid things that no one else does in the world, right?
Like and shower.
Like shower, yeah. Like, who showers?
Not me.
Yeah. None of us, guys. So today's topic is going to be British etiquette.
Ooh.
Mmm, suit you, sir.
Etiquette.
What do you think of that?
I was thinking of cakes now. Really hungry.
Yeah, I think British etiquette is a good one. I think we have much to say this issue.
In fact, I've got a list of things to say.
Have you?
Yeah.
Shall I start us off?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah. As host.
When I was thinking about this as well, I was talking to someone about this a little while ago. One of the things that, it goes back to the last episode again, that annoys the hell out of me, but it's something that all British people do, is probably say sorry about a million times a day.
I'm a victim. I do that all the time.
A victim of sorry.
I walk into someone and I'll say sorry to them.
Yeah. But it's like a subversive sorry as well. It's
sorry.
I'm not really sorry.
Yeah. It's even when they walk into you, though.
Yeah. Well, especially when they walk into you.
That's what I meant to say prior to this.
Of course you should say sorry if you walk into someone.
When they walk into me, I do the same thing.
I
walk away afterwards. I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop saying sorry. And then I'm like sorry to myself. And then it's just like this endless cycle of sorries.
Limbo of sorry.
I say, like, when you can't hear people as well. Sorry?
Yeah.
Sorry? I'll do that. Sorry?
Yeah, I never really noticed that. Like, I'm sorry that you don't speak loud enough that I can't hear you.
Mm. I'm bad with that. I say what instead. And that's even worse. What? We see? It's like 87-year-old woman.
Yeah.
What? Like, what? Sorry? And then she says sorry. She's like, don't say sorry.
Yeah.
And then she starts saying what? And then you're like, sorry. And then I'm stuck in limbo forever.
You've got a sitcom on your hand.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself actually, this is a long time ago now, a few months ago, but Tiff bought some chicken. She bought some chicken in a supermarket and it was gone off. Got it home, looked at it and it was like, yeah, fucked up.
See that when she...
She didn't check the date. It looked all right, but the date was out by quite a bit.
Oh.
So I went back with it, with the receipt, and I went, sorry, but can I return this because it's out of date? Sorry. Like that. And then she was like, oh, all right then, like that, and did it. And I was sat there while she was doing it, and I was like, why the fuck did I just say sorry?
Yeah.
And you do it all the time.
Yeah. I don't
know. Anything.
Well, I don't know where it comes from. I think... Just in general, the British are quite polite. Is that correct?
Worried about being perceived as being rude.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A lot of it.
Which is, it's not good.
No. Well, other cultures are quite brash in the fact that you kind of don't get if you don't ask. And I think Britain is oh so timid.
Yeah.
In terms of, because even when, going back to last week, when people stand on the wrong fucking side of the escalator, I'll stand behind them. In the hope that they'll sense that someone's behind them.
You just like whispering in their ear.
Sorry, sir. Get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
And they don't. Because I'm not actually on an escalator. I'm just in an old people's home. Standing in a line.
Forgot to take your meds for the morning. Sitting there in your underpants playing the xylophone. Just watching Barney.
Oh... I miss Sundays.
You don't know what day of the week it is, do you?
Let me check.
That's what I'm just checking.
It's a Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck?
No, it must be Tuesday. Podcasts out on a Tuesday.
Perpetually
Tuesday. Like
it came out at midnight, but we're recording it on Tuesday during the day and then sending it back in time. Time travel.
It's quite weird doing a podcast this early in the day, actually. Today we're doing our podcast at... 11:30
means you haven't had time to drink alcohol.
Well, that's the weird thing. It feels weird not having a beer in my hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if Stu was here,
Stu would be pissed already.
He'd be saying,
"Yeah, he's normally sobering up for the podcast."
Yeah, that's true.
It's nice that none of us are under the influence of anything, and this is quite a natural progression of conversation.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It sucks.
So what have you guys got that you wanted to bring in about British etiquette?
Well, I just wanted to touch on what you said earlier about the story from last week about the tube, because on the way here, I was sitting and I get on the Northern Line, and where I get out of Tooting, I know the door's not going to open on the other side until I get off at Stockwell. And I got on, so I moved to the door that's not going to open for a while, sat down on one of those comfy, well, you sort of sit down on them. And
is it the leaning ones?
Yeah, the leaning ones. Yeah. And I sat there and I was, what was I doing? I was reading the paper. No, I was listening to, I was playing 1010 on my phone. It's like Tetris. And then kept going. And we got to Stockwell with the door open on my side. And obviously lots of people get off to get on Stockwell because of the Victoria Line. And so as I stood, I pulled my legs, because I had my legs out towards the door because there's no one stand there. I sort of stood up straight and sort of moved back a bit and then to the left. And as I did that, some guy like hopped on before anyone got off and then moved into my space and pushed me away. So I just stood there with my elbows out, just digging into his arms while he read the paper. But yeah, just that was just to connect. What was it? The personal space one.
Yeah.
But my one topic that if anything doesn't get edited out, I want it to be about the British and their way with newspaper headlines.
Yeah.
So I've got one that I'm going to read one, and then I want you to read them, because if you've never heard these, then
okay.
I think you enjoy these. So this is my favourite one. And these are all from the Sunday Sport, which I don't buy. I just steal from other people's doorsteps.
Covered in milk.
So this is they've all got pictures as well. 10 years ago, the lotto made me a millionaire. Now I suck off dogs for quavers.
Right, number one, what dog is carrying around quavers to give to homeless people?
No, I don't think it's from the dog. I think it's someone's probably paid her in quavers as in another person to suck off a dog.
All right, who the fuck's doing that?
Well, I mean, that's a question in itself. I just wanted to clarify that I don't think dogs barter or pay wages in quavers.
Well, it's not like he's sitting in an alley and then a dog comes up to him and just like pulls a quaver out of his fur.
Hey, love, come.
I haven't been neutered. Gives the man a wink.
Pulls a quaver out of his collar.
Do you want to see the picture as well?
Yes, please. That's a good point, actually, because we have a lot of trashy mags. It's not really etiquette. It's probably just Britain, but... All right, let's have a look. Oh, gosh. Is this a... Oh, it's a dude as well.
Yeah, it's a dude. It looks like Nat Lucas and Little Britain.
It does, with one of Phil's shirts on. But this is amazing, because the thing I love about like the sun and things like that is that they put a lot of effort into making things incredibly colourful, because they've got the title, which is pretty massive. I think it's about as big as your head. Nice full colour photo, lots of red, lots of yellow, and there's a picture of the pack of quavers on there superimposed on the top, and it looks at it say with 25% extra, because I swear they do that. They a lot of these like trashy stories are just made up, like they're no.
What's the sign he's got? So is it, I will do out for food. Does it say out?
Well, that's something very British, sucker for dogs.
Yeah, it
quavers.
Does yeah. I'll okay, do, so that's one of them. Do you want to quickly scroll through and see which one tickles your fancy?
That's another quite British thing. Tickling your fancy.
Tickling your fancy.
That's better than tickling something else.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, it depends where you are. Yeah.
And depends who you're into.
Yeah.
Oh, God, these are awful. Where did you find...
It's on the Independent.
Oh, my God, they're all about penises as well. Oh, and there's a lot of awful puns as well. Oh, yeah. God. Chuckle Bros hope in Syria crisis. Can the Chuckle Brothers solve Syria crisis? Probably not.
Is that it?
That was the smallest one. But the rest of them are all about bonking. Who uses bonking?
Go right
anymore?
To the top. See the one that's right at the top.
Oh, God. God. Banned from Chinese buffet for shitting in the seaweed.
What the fuck is that? Who's doing that?
Well, Gran, 52, had drunk 2 bottles of vodka. Gran Janice O. Bode had been banned from an all-you-can-eat Chinese for crapping in a tray of crispy seaweed.
Wait, that was a woman?
Yep.
It looks like a man, the picture.
Looks like the same dude that's sucking off dogs for gravy. Tired of mozzies biting your bell end? Try the wanking tent. God, to be British, eh?
Do you want to see anyone?
Let me see, yeah.
So I really like those trashy Hello magazines.
Yeah, my mum slept with my brother's son's dad, which makes him my brother, and then she had me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Before he was even born.
Okay, this Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf eaten by badger.
Oh, I remember that one. Isn't he, because he's like a porn star, isn't he? And
a then porn star that looks quite a lot like him. Who's a dwarf, got eaten by a badger.
That's some madness.
Oh my God.
But is this British etiquette?
I think it's British papers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's more how British people get
sensationalized
with the media. Yeah. I mean, only in Britain would you get this kind of stuff because that's, I suppose, what, not appeals, but. People read?
I suppose when you think about it, because when I first thought of this, all I thought we were going to do was talk about being polite and talk about drinking tea. But when you think about what British etiquette is now and kind of what British, kind of the way British people are, it is. It's all this sort of shit.
There's two kind of things that people still feel that, if you're not British and there's a stereotype of being British, quite often it's bad teeth, drinking tea, eating scones. Yeah. Queen, buses, policemen, phone boxes, shit like that. And then there's the actual British person, which is just like a thug. Like, what's it? Go Hooligan. To Malia and drink your liver into submission.
The remix to submission.
Being sick in the kitchen.
I've got one more before we move on.
All right.
This is from the Daily Record, 2007. I kicked burning terrorists so hard in balls that I tore a tendon in my foot. And it's just a guy just standing there, standing there all pleased with himself.
Burning terrorists.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that's what I wanted to bring to the table.
Well, I did mention tea a minute ago. I found an interesting fact.
Oh, yes.
So I was, when I was looking into this, and I did, like I said a second ago, I thought about, you know, British people spend most of their time drinking tea is what people think we do. So I wondered, what is the percentage of British people now that drink tea over coffee? Or vice versa?
I reckon a shit ton of people still drink. Oh, maybe. I know a lot of people drink coffee, but I feel that a ton of people still drink tea. I don't personally, because I hate the shit.
Well, as far as supermarkets selling tea, it's down 6% in the last 12 months.
Oh, gosh.
I don't drink tea or coffee.
Good girl.
Which is becoming more and more apparent now since every day involves being around people drinking a lot of tea or coffee.
Yeah.
And I keep getting asked. And it's just, I might just start drinking it because it's easier than saying no. Then apologising when I say yes. Sorry, yes, no, I'll have some.
Oh, that's a big fear of mine because I absolutely despise like tea and coffee. I just can't do the fact that it's in a hot drink format.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I honestly fear that I'll go around somebody's house, they'll go, oh, do you want a cup of tea? And I'll be like, oh, no, thank you. And then they'll misunderstand me and go, oh, no, he probably does want a cup of tea. They'll put it down in front of me and then I'll have to drink it out of politeness.
Yeah.
Because it's way too rude just to leave it.
Yeah.
That's somebody's tea bag that they could have been using.
So it's having to sit through like a tragedy. Just like watching England play football, it's just there, just sobbing to yourself.
I think the things that I really appreciate about British etiquette is not meaning at all what you're saying.
Yeah.
The exact opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Things like I'd parked my bike somewhere the other day and there's like a lift to go and get it.
Yeah.
And as I was outside, there's somebody who's like came up and we were sort of walking a bit together. I was like, oh, you're right, mate. How's your day going? And he was like, oh, not good. And I was like, oh, fuck's sake. Why couldn't you just said fine? Why could you not just, even if you're having the worst day of your life, just say fine? Because now I have to go, oh, really? What's up? It's like, oh, all this bloody crap. And it's like, oh. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be all right, though.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I left my bike in the other bike shed.
Oh, this isn't my bike. Smash it to pieces. Oh, it's broke. You go ahead. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like, it's, you're trying to be polite. Again, it's over politeness.
Yeah, no.
Being polite by asking how they are, and then, yeah.
But I've done that in the past, though, and they've got, oh, not good. Oh, and I always, straight away, before I get a chance, oh, well, don't worry about it. I'm sure, you know, it could get better, and then walk away very quickly.
Yeah.
When I walk away really quickly, I always fear then, it's like, what if someone just died? And it's like, well, it's not going to get better very quickly, is it? Or, you know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's where you can walk away from a situation.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, so I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I've got one. Yes. The obsession with watching Love Actually to mark the start of Christmas is a type of British etiquette that really annoys me, because people usually start in like September, October time, and you see it on Facebook, and then it appears on ITV2, and then you're there watching it yourself, waiting for Christmas.
But it's weird that it's like, I suppose it is quite Christmas based, but I always feel like it's quite a loosely Christmas based.
I suppose
one.
That's why you get away with watching it so early, because it's not quite, it's loosely based. So it eases you into the Christmas film season.
And also it's got Hugh Grant, and then, which he, I feel, is like an epitome of British.
Yeah, definitely.
Etiquette.
The perfect Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Especially when he's jumping around to Girls Aloud.
And sleeping with secretaries.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Sorry.
Oh, my McCutcheon.
Craig had a little 10-minute break there.
Talking of breaks, in our break, we decided to go to Tesco.
Yeah.
And we were getting served at the till, and Craig bought some wine. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, this goes out after Tiff's birthday. Happy birthday, Tiff. Yeah. And they need to ID him at the self-service till, and the woman wasn't paying attention when he asked for help. And as soon as she turned around to help, he said, sorry.
Sorry for inconvenience you in your job.
Yeah, with you doing your job.
You know, but I'm a customer and I need some support.
Because I think it was at the end of uni, and we'd finished all our exams and whatever. We had done all our handing. We went to Sainsbury's to get some beers, and they ID'd me. I don't look that old, but yeah. I look hopefully old enough that I don't need IDing. Because every time I have to get my ID out, it's me with long hair. And it doesn't really look like that much like me. And I asked the lady to check it. She did a thing, and then she said, no, that's a girl. That's a girl. I was like, oh, no, because it's actually my ID. And, you know, it says Matthew Shaw, and typically Matthew is a boy's name. It's a shame he doesn't say male on there, but, yeah, that's my ID. And she's like, no, that's a girl. That's a girl's ID. And I was like, well, it's fucking not a girl's ID, because yeah. I'm a guy and that's my ID. And it's like, well, no, that's a girl's ID. And it's like, really pissed off.
I can imagine.
And I was like, well, can you? And she's like, well, the only thing I can do is check with my manager. It's like, well, that's what you should fucking do then.
Yeah.
Can you just check with your manager? And the manager just comes along and she's like, oh, no, that's fine. And it's like, I need some sort of chaos here. I need you to reprimand her.
Yeah, I want you to like reach over the till and smack a hen into the cash drawer.
No? I want her fired.
Yeah.
I feel that deeply insulted. But I got my beers.
What did she say afterwards when the manager left?
She's like, meh.
And then she just dribbled.
Yeah. I realised she didn't work there after that. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I've got another one.
Oh, please.
How we love to... we love to moan. British people love to moan.
Definitely.
But moaning about the weather, no matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
So today, for example, it's a really nice day, but I guarantee someone else is like, oh, it's a bit too warm, isn't it?
Yeah. A bit too warm. Yeah,
yeah, but yesterday it was raining, but... Yeah.
I hated it yesterday when it was raining. I hate it today, now it's cold. And then tomorrow, if it's sunny, I'm going to be even more annoyed.
I think the biggest complaint that British people have is like not knowing what to wear.
Yeah.
It's like... I'll put on a jumper. Oh, it looks a bit chilly out there. Oh, it's too hot for a jumper. Take it off. Oh, it's too cold for just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I need my jumper back.
You spend all day getting undressed and dressed again.
And I just resigned to sitting down in the shower crying again.
Rocking back and forth, listening to Natalie and Brulia.
I do Enya, Sail Away.
Sail away, sail away.
I think a lot of British things politeness things come from just being dishonest. Yeah. You have to tell a lot of lies to be polite.
You reckon?
Yeah. Like,
to yourself.
Think, yeah. Well, if somebody says, oh, do you want to go to the pub?
Yeah.
And a part of you goes, I don't really want to go to the pub. You can't just say, I don't want to go to the pub. You have to go, oh, I've got to get back.
Yeah.
It's my sister's birthday. You don't have a sister? Yeah, she's...
adopted.
Yeah, she's just being born, so yeah. Technically it's literally her birthday.
Yeah.
But things like that, and you can't just go, I don't want to have a drink. You have to have a drink.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, because if you do say that, though, they'll be like, go on.
Peer pressure.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, sorry, just have one.
Just have one, yeah.
That's
just have a half. You can't have a half.
No, it's all right. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Seven drinks later, spewing up.
Yeah.
Like outside Camden tube station, yeah. Wondering what happened to your life. Pants round your ankles, sucking off a dog.
Quavers. Pocket full of quavers.
What's it thrown in? Good measure.
Was that you telling us earlier about your crisp bag of treats?
Oh, God. Well, sorry, telling some nice, refreshing Diet Coke. No calories, no sugar. When I was at junior school, so I must have been about 7 or 8, what I used to do is go around the playground, obviously, because I had no friends. Or actually, no, I was a social butterfly at school.
A sociopath,
yeah. They had to keep me in a cage. I would go around and I would swap crisps with people, but like two or three of my crisps with each person. And then I'd have loads of different types, like a variety bag. And I would just crush them all up into dust and then just eat them. But yeah, that's what I used to do at school.
How did you get your quavers?
Look, you had quavers. That's good. It's just too difficult to make a joke. We won't go down that route because I don't want to be investigated.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just realised why that was awkward.
Yeah.
When I went to, where did I just go? Where was the last place? Peru.
Tesco's.
When I was in Peru, Walkers do a variety pack and it has Doritos in it, quavers, bacon fries.
And what?
And
in one single packet?
In one single packet, yeah. And a couple of crisps that we don't have in Europe.
Only two individual crisps that we don't have.
Yeah. All right, two types of crisp. But they're awesome. They're the best things in the world. I literally lived off them. Left off them, apparently.
Laved off them?
Laved off them. No, it's all I ate. For a while when I was there. Not any other things. But they're really good. My point is they're good.
Crisps are quite good.
Yeah. I just had some cheddars.
I had crisps once.
Once?
Yeah. I don't really like crisps.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's see.
No?
No.
You just said you did.
Yeah, no, I was being polite. I wanted you guys to be my friends because you just ate crisps.
I am your friend. That's good.
Regardless of crispiness. You taking a selfie or taking a photo?
I'm taking a photo of you just because the way you're sat at the moment is really funny.
It looks like a little owl peeking out.
Yeah. Do it like that again.
Boo. Twit-woo.
Yeah, that's funny.
Were you flexing your bicep as you did that?
No.
It looked like you were.
It's just uncontrollable.
There'll be a photo on Acast. Now.
Then. I would like to go back. I think what we should do to introduce people who... I know we have a lot of UK listeners.
Yeah.
But we also have a few non-UK listeners.
We do.
That's Sven in Sweden, that one guy who listens to us there.
There's at least one person in Sweden that's a regular listener.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just accidentally subscribed to it on the podcast.
I'm positive it's an accident on most of them. I'm pretty sure we're just talking to ourselves.
Subscribers are subscribers.
I'm pretty sure it's, yeah.
Regardless if there's anyone on the other end of it.
There's someone in Turkey as well now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah.
I genuinely do.
Yeah, we actually did meet someone from Turkey and now they listen to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So shout out to him.
Yeah. Also got a few listens in Italy.
Nice.
I think there's some in Germany now.
They're for Phil.
They're for Phil.
You probably haven't got any more from Spain after your remarks the other week. I was listening, all right?
Well, you're with the Woolly Hat Gang. That's Stuart, though, but Stuart is Mexican, so, and that's almost Spanish.
So
he can say it. Well, the reason I bring up other cultures is because I thought perhaps it would fun to do a bit of role play.
All right.
Oh, bloody love role play.
Yeah. I know you guys are quite good at it. That's what you do a lot. Yeah. When you're alone together.
I told you not to bring that up, but okay.
Well, it's all right. No one's listening to the podcast anyway.
Oh, yeah. We just, yeah.
But there's, I thought perhaps no one out there. I could give a few scenarios.
All right.
And you guys could take it in turns. We could all take it in turns in being someone who is from Britain in that area.
Okay.
And then interacting with somebody who's not from Britain.
Okay.
In that area. So I think the first scenario is talking about pubs and seeing as you're Spanish, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt Rodriguez is a Spanish tourist who's come to Spain, to England.
Yeah.
He's come to his homeland. And he's gone in. It's around 6 or 7. Everyone's sort of come back from work in the pub.
Okay.
Craig has just finished work at the Quavers factory.
I make crisps.
You make crisps.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll be the barman.
Okay.
And you'll be having a drink along the bar. All
right. Doing a crossword.
Doing a crossword. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, Craig, I'm serving you your drink at the moment.
Okay.
What would you like, Craig?
I'm probably drinking a fucking Stella or something like that.
You probably are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll let you guys improv.
Can I have a Stella, please?
Yes, of course you can have a Stella.
Thank you.
Would you like it in a glass or on a napkin?
No, let's go napkin. Let's try this new way of doing it. Yeah. So you just drip it in your mouth.
We just soak it and you just, you sort of chew on the ball for a bit.
Right, okay.
And then we'll put it back. We just recycle them.
Okay, fair enough.
Cool. So I'm just going to. Sorry, the barrel's just run out.
Oh.
I'll just nip down and get that sorted.
Yeah, you're right, mate. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Right, now and while I'm downstairs...
Changing his barrel.
Why don't you guys start chatting?
Am I supposed to be at the bar already?
You can be at the bar.
Okay. I'm not going to do a Spanish accent, if that's what you're asking for.
No, I'm just asking you to be ye.
You're asking me to be myself. Okay. Oh, boy. That weather out there, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What are you drinking, mate?
I'm about to have a Stella with a napkin.
With a napkin.
There it is, yeah.
Oh, barman. Un feather, por favor.
We don't serve any feathers here.
Okay.
We don't do cocktails.
One beer, please. Can I have un San Miguel?
Uno San Miguel.
How much will that be, De Niro?
That'll be 5 Sean Beans, please.
I've only got magic beans. Is that okay?
We don't take euros here, unfortunately.
Ah, paseas.
It's a good job that you've brought British pound sterling.
That's all right. You can put his drink on my tab.
Oh, God, that's very polite of you.
Oh, yeah. Someone's earning the big bucks at his Quaver factory.
Yeah.
He's been sucking them off again.
We're getting a new flavour in, so I've got a bonus.
Dog dick flavour.
Yeah, it's a dog biscuit.
Oh, dog, I was going to make the bloody joke.
Craig's been thinking quicker than someone. Oh, it's just not going to go at all, is it?
I actually I brought some of the test flavour home the other day. Packets to, you know, show my family and let them.
You tell them to shut up.
Shaka Khan.
But yeah, no, I brought some of the test packets home the other day to share with my family. And my little boy, Craig, was playing with them quite a lot, which is weird.
Oh, meta.
Yeah.
Meta.
And what do you think about that?
Miguel.
I
mean, in my homelands, we just play with sticks and stones. So introducing dog biscuits into the toy chest is a great move.
Yeah, it's a pretty British thing. A lot of us do that in this country. In paddling pools, normally. Not with water or sand. Just dog biscuit-flavoured quavers.
Cool, you guys are hitting it off like a house on fire.
Have you poured him his cocktail yet?
Yeah. He's got a dog biscuit for Ave.
I'm sipping on this honey nectar right now. Glug, glug, glug. That's me breaking the glass. Because I just dropped it because I died.
Because you just slipped and died?
Yeah. I slipped over the napkin that dropped off the bottom of Craig's drink.
Oh, yeah. You were all polite to begin with and you've been spitting in the bar.
Yeah, I got angry.
Were we supposed to like bring British etiquette into this role play?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you guys were going to do. But
no, we didn't do that.
Yeah, I did that.
You guys just talked about crisps.
All right, how about let's try it again then.
Right then.
Let's forget that ever happened.
No. It's kind of funny. I'll be the narrator / barman this time.
Cool. Do you want to do it in a new situation or bars?
No, I think we'll try the bar again because I feel there was something there. It's just me and Matt were just being too polite.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you weren't Spanish enough.
Yeah,
I know.
So I think you should
And you weren't funny enough, Craig.
Let's stick with Spanish. Standard.
Okay.
You're Spanish now.
I'm Spanish. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And Matt, you can pretend you're British.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Well, I don't start a conversation. I'm a barman. You come in and ask me for something and I'll get it.
Okay. All right, then. I've just gone in.
Into a newsagent. One school child at a time, thank you.
Cornetto, please.
No. Yeah, one cornetto. What flavour?
Chocolate,
yeah.
Oh, hello. Hello. Can I buy this newspaper, please?
You can. I'm trying to serve this gentleman here at the moment, actually.
Yeah, mate. There's a queue. Could you not see it?
Spanish guy looks behind him.
So I've got the audio description over the top.
Sorry, I don't know what a queue is.
It's
But can I buy my newspaper?
Well, in a minute. Like, what do you mean you don't know what a queue is? Do you not have queues in Spanish?
I've never been to Spanish.
In Spanish? Excuse me, Spanish.
I've never been to Spain. I'm British.
But I thought you were Spanish in this.
Well, why are you presuming that I'm...
Because he said that your character was Spanish.
So he says I'm something, therefore I must be...
Oh, here we go. Flipping hell. This is the kind of thing I expect from Kanye West, not from you.
Plot twist. I am Kanye West.
Drops mic. Picks up mic again because he realises how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Craig's going to beat him up if he doesn't pick it up.
Needs mic to finish performance.
Mic drop. Picks it back up.
Bounces back into his hand.
Thanks very night. Very much.
Thanks very night. Oh man, I love being in Spanish. It's my favourite country in the world. Y'all speak Linglish?
What are we even doing now?
Well, can we just, if we're going to do this role play,
do it properly.
Are we in the bar or in the newsagent?
Right, back to the bar.
Okay, bar.
Right, I've just walked in. Ding, 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 ding. Excuse me, mate. Pint of your finest.
Yeah, sure.
What is it?
I forgot my line, sorry. Oh, you want to know which one the finest is?
Yes, because I saw it happen in Only Fools and Horses, and I assume that's how they order beer.
Yeah, no, you're probably right, actually. Okay. I've got this best bitter.
Ting-a-ling-ling.
I don't like bitter, but someone else just come in the door.
That's right. Happens in this pub. We're quite busy.
Hi, are you busy?
Yeah, I'm helping this gentleman here with his best bitter at the moment.
Okay, I shall wait.
Okay.
Maybe you could join the queue behind me.
Oh, I'll sidle behind you.
Moving closer.
The more I think about it, the more I realise that bars don't normally have queues.
No, they don't.
Well, that's why I didn't join the queue.
I was actually going to bring this point up. Like, when you go on nights out, and that's the whole point, is that you're at a bar, and it's like three lines deep.
Yeah.
But there's actually no sensible way to wait a queue. And people don't queue at bars. They just stand there. And as people leave, people migrate into their space, but yet you don't get any closer. You'll be there for half an hour, just waving your card up in the air.
Yeah.
Like doing a dance, like, I don't know, all the single ladies, and you still haven't got your drink. And you turn around and everyone's having a great time. You turn back and it's like hell.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah, plenty of times.
I've been to a bar as well.
Because I think that's a big thing. You've obviously You say you've worked in a pub. You say you've owned a pub, Craig.
I didn't say I owned it.
What did you say? You managed one?
Yeah.
You managed a pub?
Yeah.
Said. And have you ever worked at a...
No, I've never done any hospitality or working at a pub. The closest I've done is running on a music video. I made tea and coffee. And because I don't drink it, I don't think I made it very well.
Just left it there and ran.
Yeah, I never worked again after that. That's no word of a lie.
Really?
Yeah, with that company.
This guy shit at hot beverages.
Who was it for? What's the music video?
It's for Snow Patrol. For a track in Bethnal Green. Yeah, I just never ever got a job with that production company again.
I heard they like their tea and coffee a certain way.
Yeah. There was no way they were liking mine.
This is where in the show we need sound effects. So we want some crickets or something.
Or air horn. The wind, my only friend. I hate you. Anyway, what were we...
I don't know. I think we lost the podcast a little while ago, to be honest.
No, we can... Yeah, so when you're at a bar as well, there's like two or three kinds of etiquette going on there. You have to have the etiquette of being the nicest, politest person so you get served quicker, and also the etiquette of people around you. Because I often find when I'm waiting for a drink, there'll be somebody next to you, and then you kind of, you're not pals with them, you haven't made friends with them, but you kind of work together sometimes in order to get to the bar quicker.
Yeah.
So if someone's come out, then you two will let them out in between you so you two can quickly sneak in the middle. Right, are you guys okay if I nip to the toilet?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah,
go on.
That was a lie. I didn't need the toilet. It was just a segue to talk about going to the toilet.
Go on then.
Toilet etiquette.
Yeah.
This is probably one just more for guys, but you know when there's a space of urinals, a length of urinals?
That's a good shout.
Yeah.
And then which urinal do you go in? Because there's usually go for the ones on the end, right?
Yeah.
But there's usually some guy that goes in the middle.
Yeah.
And then I feel that if I still go either end, then I'm still a bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
To their
stare. You get pee shy?
I used to get massive pee.
So did I. Well, it's gone now. I just stroll in like I own the place. It's piss all up the wall. Guy tries to
sir, please leave the newsagents.
Yeah.
Please.
You're pissing in the fridge again.
Just take the cornetto and leave.
Yeah. Oh, so soft. But yeah, I think you're right. I think not just with urinals though, with going for a number two as well.
Please.
You have to do quiet poos when you're in public.
I can't help but laugh. If I'm not even, I'm not in a thingamajig, a toilet. You can be at the urinal. I'm not in a cubicle.
Yeah.
But you can hear people letting it all go, just letting rip like there's no tomorrow.
I just can't do that.
I have to laugh.
If I'm going to poo in a public place, I've got to make it a silent one.
Wait for the hand dryer to go off.
Bombs away.
Yeah. Suddenly got piles
unless
everywhere.
You say bombs away, then people know what you're doing. So.
A little bit of smoke comes up.
That's actually
underneath the door.
Yeah.
I take it back. Next time I'm having a shit in public, I'm going to say bombs away every time I let it go.
Duck and cover. Yeah.
Dropping bombs now.
Incoming. I remember when I worked at Morrison's all those years ago, my manager came to me and was like, Matt, I just need to go and drop the kids off at the pool. I'll be back as soon as I can. And it was a busy Saturday morning. And I was like, Kieran, like you've got to be kidding me. Like, there's no way you can be going. Because like, there's some Basingstoke and he lived in Portsmouth. I was like, there's no way you can go all the way back to Portsmouth to take your kids to the pool and come back. It's ridiculously busy. He's like, no, I'm going for a quick shit. That is a true story.
You're frantic, Mike. What am I going to do?
Then I let it poo out myself.
Yeah. And you're like, I think I just picked up my kids from the pool as well. I was in the toilet the other day. It was a toilet with double cubicles.
Yeah.
A public place. And I'd gone to the toilet and then I heard somebody go into the cubicle next to me.
Oh.
And I heard some rear squeakers. So it sounded pretty sore.
Yeah.
I don't feel, I felt a bit sorry for the guy. But as fart jokes are, it's pretty funny. So I, you know that point where you don't kind of want to see the person?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to time it right because you don't want to come out at the same time.
You have to wait. If you're in a cubicle, it's embarrassing enough to have gone for a poo because no one else poos apart from you and you should feel bad about it. You should feel ashamed of the fact that you poo.
Yeah.
And you have to wait. A good indication is the hand dryer.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see if they've gone out afterwards. I heard the hand dryer go. Waited a little minute.
Oh, someone's at the door.
Oh.
Who's that? Is there another guest?
Is it Ronald McDonald? Who's at the door, Craig?
It was Flowers.
Boring!
Wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
It was Jehovah's Witnesses. Spreading the Lord's name.
It was Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah.
Wine and flowers.
They wanted to know if I had any virgins in the house.
So you've got two on the sofa.
Yeah.
Where are they?
So we were talking about you in a cubicle next to another cubicle with maybe someone else in that one, and there was pooing happening.
There was much pooing happening. He was squeaking away. I heard the hand dryer go, and that means that I thought he'd gone. I came out. Lo and behold, it was Stuart Royal. With, admittedly, a bit of a shock face.
And then another little squeak.
Yeah. And now it's on the podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I walk past toilets, maybe at work or in a public place, I'll go in and put my hand in the hand dryer just to set it off.
Just so people, it's safe to come out.
Yeah. Come out and take a picture of him. I've done that a few times.
I've done that before when I'm pretty sure it was someone I knew in the cubicle.
Yeah.
And I did it. And then took my hand straight out, so it just went and then stopped. Yeah. And then you heard this.
What a mature
trying to claw it back up.
So pooing is a very British thing to do.
Yes, yeah, only it happens in Britain.
Only with men. Apparently not allowed to say that you're going to the toilet as well. Apparently that's quite rude.
You're what?
Apparently not allowed to say that you're going to the toilet.
Yeah, I've heard this. I always tell people I'm going to the
toilet. Yeah, I'm always going for a piss.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I've got another one. I've got another, like, this is more of a fact, but it's British etiquette. So, you know, we always excuse people after, we always bless people after sneezing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say bless you. That actually derives from, this is what some sound guy that I worked on a short film with, he told me that it used to be sorry. So when you sneeze, someone would say sorry. And that's because years and years ago, when I say years ago, I'm talking hundreds of years ago, back during the plague, the Black Plague in London, if you were to sneeze, it was a sign that you were infected. And people would say sorry because you were going to die soon. And then bless you has somehow derived from that. But yeah, that's the original use.
Because I heard that blessing you was when your soul's trying to leave your body. And then you say, bless you.
Bloody people with hay fever have got a bloody storm on their hands, haven't they?
And also, bless you can also be seen as saying, be less you. So, hey, mate, I'm cursing you there.
With those eyes, you're just staring at me from behind the mic.
Okay, how many of the eyes can you see?
I can see two of them. Now just half of one. When I'm looking through this this mic shield, it actually looks like I've got fly vision.
Yeah.
Because it's so like grating, I look like I've got 1,000 eyes. And Craig just looks like a little spider in his web.
Oh,
I'm coming for you, Craig.
No, Craig's surely coming for you.
No, Craig, it's a. No, have you seen what he did with the spider in the kitchen? He caught a spider under a bowl and then he went to move the bowl. I could see it was physically, it was dead. You could see it crumpled up. And like, it was caught underneath the brim of the bowl. So when he moved it, just the splodge just like moved. Like the carcass of the spider just moved across the floor. He's like, nah, I'll leave that for later. So he's a lazy spider.
Yeah, I'm going to have to clean it in a bit. But no, it was last night. I was in here last night and the cat came in. So I went up to shut the back door and this fucking massive spider. I was running in and like I shit my pants a little bit and I put a bowl on it and I must have killed it a bit.
Killed it a bit?
All right, I killed it. I didn't want to kill it. I just wanted to trap it so I could set
so
it
I could
free.
Use it for social experiments later on.
You're a bad person.
Yeah.
You were going to put it on Tiff's birthday cake, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Shit. I ain't got a birthday cake yet.
Have you not?
No.
That's bad etiquette.
That is bad etiquette.
Party.
Get in the, yeah.
Oh, subheading shit. Etiquette.
I've got time.
We can make one.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, went off topic there.
This has been a tangent podcast.
Yeah. He has. Like, I don't know what this podcast is now. It was British etiquette. Now it's just chatting about stuff.
There's a lot of British egg in it.
Yeah. Egg in it. There's a lot of British eggs here.
That was so from my sandwich.
We've basically put British etiquette into practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
Sorry, Craig. British humour.
Yeah.
For me, The Office, I think, depicts all of... What's going on?
Sorry.
It depicts all of British... yeah. Is a great sort of collection of awkwardness and sarcasm at its best.
I think what Britain does really well is dry humour.
Yeah. Especially when it's about themselves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-depreciating humour.
That's
I
it.
I think is...
It's basically this podcast, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's
basically.
Coming to the realisation that we are just not enough.
Well, maybe... Yeah. I don't think we're self-depreciating. I think we're depreciating of each other. Mostly Craig.
Yeah.
Mostly me, yeah.
Mostly you. But I think there are a lot of incredibly iconic British... I mean, the best British comedies come from just satire or... what's the word?
Give us a clue.
When it's like a character of it.
Mocking?
Yeah.
Like a parody
of
themselves.
Parody.
Like stuff like Fawlty Towers and Only Fools and Horses.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean,
only slightly over the top comedies, but you can relate to them very easily.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much Mr. Bean. There was an episode where he had a gun. I don't know if anyone remembers that. There's an episode with a gun. It's just like, or was it? No, that was the Mr. Bean film.
No, it was, yeah, I think it was the film.
Yeah.
And he had, it wasn't, was it an actual gun? Oh, it was.
I know.
It was,
can't have been a real gun.
No, it was, because I think he accidentally shot somebody, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel
it's the one with Whistler's mum in it. Yeah, I just don't know who he shot.
Oh, that was a film.
Yeah, it was a film, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the copper.
Hollywood.
Copper, that's very British, isn't it?
Yeah.
The police officer, he shot the policeman, I think, by accident, and then went into the hospital, and the policeman had a bullet in him, and then he operated on him.
Oh, yeah, and then that's when
and dropped the M&M.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that was great. Oh, I love
Mr.
Bean.
I'm going to have to find that. I want to watch that now.
I love Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
But then I think my favourite Mr. Bean moment was at Christmas, and another part of etiquette is having enough food for your guests, being a good host.
Mm. Yeah.
And he ran out of Twiglets. So then he got little twigs from his tree and then dipped them in Marmite.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
That's one of my favourite bits.
Oh, and the one where he's getting changed in the car, like he's brushing his teeth and stuff and getting changed whilst he's driving in his Mini. Oh, man. I bet he looks back now, Rowan Atkinson, he's just like, what did I do?
We made everyone incredibly happy.
Yeah, he did.
I always remember that episode when he went and bought an armchair. And couldn't get it.
Oh,
yeah.
So he put it
on the roof.
That was Clapham. I think it was the Debenhams in Clapham Junction.
Was it?
So the one where he goes to Debenhams, and that's where it was filmed.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. And he puts it on the roof, doesn't he? Then, but he puts something inside the car as well. So
he's got like brooms and such. He's like made his own like pulley system.
Yeah.
He sits on the he pulls.
Yeah.
But he did that. Is it around Buckingham Palace?
Was he?
Like the other day. To commemorate something like 25 years of Mr. Bean.
Hey, what,
really?
Rowan Atkinson did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just bossing around in his Mini.
Oh,
well, on top of his Mini.
That's insane.
I didn't see that.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty impressive. Although, how did they get that organised?
Don't ask me, because I don't know.
Because you don't work for TV?
Yeah. I think if anyone would know the answer, it'd probably be you.
Well, I don't know... Excuse me, Liz. Do you mind if I drive round outside in an armchair on my Mini?
No, go ahead.
No, this isn't a walkie-talkie.
Go ahead, over.
Under and out. I'm driving round
under
now.
And out.
Under and out.
Oh, shit.
I think that's the thing that British people do really well, is we're all just a little bit stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being... stupid.
It's endearing, they say. Yeah, yeah, endearing.
Yeah. That's another thing. British charm is always just being a little bit shit.
Yeah.
A little bit crap.
Just a little bit, just, nah.
That's what Hugh Grant is. He's just like a bumbling fool.
That's exactly what he is. I think that's every time he goes for an audition, that's just it. Right, type, character, bumbling fool. Got it.
Well, gosh.
All right, we're done. Good job, mate. I haven't even started. Yeah, we're fine.
Oh, gosh. acting.
Getting sucked off. Mm, yeah. Getting caught by the paparazzi. Fuck you, Hugh.
Fuck you.
Well, on humour, has anybody got any really good jokes?
No, you know what? That's one thing I can't do. All
right, cool. Let's move on. Oh. No.
I don't know any decent jokes. All my jokes come from there in the moment.
I like cheese jokes. My favourite cheese joke being, what do you call cheese that isn't your cheese?
Nacho cheese.
Then this one, which I love. I don't know why, but I really like science jokes. In fact, I sometimes use these as chat up lines. Probably why I'm still single.
Do you want to see a black hole?
No. Two atoms are walking along. One of them says, "Oh no, I think I lost an electron." Electron. Are you sure? Yes, I'm positive. No? Right, cool.
Well, I didn't get it. I don't do Lord of the Rings. I quite like dad jokes. I like puns. Puns are quite British.
Puns are the best.
Shakespeare like puns. I like having pun-offs.
Pun-offs, yeah. I like food-related puns, like salt and Lineker crisps when they were doing the Walkers football players crisps. That was good. And Smokey Beckham. That was an all right one.
I got into a pun-off with somebody the other day, and this was at Glastonbury.
That wasn't the other day I was there. That was 2.5 months ago.
What?
Glastonbury.
Boy, the other day as in it wasn't today. It was some other day.
Yeah, it was 2.5 months ago.
I was there too. At Glastonbury, I got into a pun off for someone, and they were saying, oh, no, this dude is really good at puns about the other guy. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. And I said, "You don't want to get into a pun battle with me because all you'll end up with is punishment." And then I felt like I was in the middle of a rap battle, and everyone was like, "Whoa!"
That's funny actually, because I was at Glastonbury the other day, and I walked past this group of people, and some twat was trying to be funny, and everyone was going, "Oh,
yeah!" But
and then I carried on with my life.
You and Craig weren't there.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Go on.
To cross back over, because he'd already crossed over before for the first time the joke was told. That was it. I was trying to come up with an original chicken joke. Let's just pretend that never happened.
A woman was in bed with her lover when she heard her husband opening the front door. Harry, she said, stand in the corner, she quickly rubbed baby oil all over him, and then she dusted him with talcum powder. Don't move until I tell you to, she whispered. Just pretend you're a statue. Is that even a joke?
That sounds like one of my jokes.
That sounds like a Craig joke.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
Lost, wasn't he?
An investigator.
That's pretty good.
Why did the spider go to the computer?
To check out the world
wide web.
Yeah.
To check his website.
Oh, man. Well, he's not anymore because he's dead in your kitchen.
That's true.
Can't really think of any more jokes.
This one's pretty good, actually. If I'm ever in a coma on life support, I want my family to unplug me and then plug me back in. See if that works.
What do you get when you cross a snake and a pie? A python.
Oh.
This one's better.
Anything's going to be better. If we just didn't say anything for 5 minutes, I think it would be better.
The rotation of the earth really makes my day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Also, what do you call a bunch of potheads working together?
I'm not going to say what I was going to say then. I don't know. A bunch of weeds?
Weeds? A joint effort.
Ah, that's a really... I need to remember that one. I'll probably forget.
I lost my watch at a party once, and I saw a guy stepping on it while sexually harassing a girl. I walked up to the guy and punched him right in the nose because no one ever does that to a girl. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. That's bloody Hagrid in Harry Potter, those.
Well, we're kind of running out of time, and oh, I think
God, that was an awful one.
Were you referring to the podcast or the joke?
Both.
I've always said that like our podcasts are always quite fun because by the end of the podcast you've forgotten why you were doing a podcast. I don't think we even knew why we were doing one this week. It just happened. But I had a lot of fun.
Don't get this, Jake.
Sorry.
Sorry, you know, I'm just doing my bit. You know, I've come up with a good idea of how to end it, you know, and then he was just like, oh, don't get this, Jake. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we finish up?
I did have a list of 20 more topics I wanted to speak about, but unfortunately I can't. So I just want to say thanks for having me, guys.
And I just want to say sorry for having me.
And I just want to apologise for him being so unapologetic.
And I want to say thank you for Matt apologising for me.
And now I'm going to ask you to use the bathroom.
And now I'm going to listen out for him doing a poo in the bathroom.
I'm just going to go and put my hand in a hand dryer and give him some cover whilst he's having his poos.
Oh, that's disgusting, Craig.
Just a
fucking idiot. What have we told you about trying to join in?
I know, I'm going to stop doing jokes.
Freeze a crowd.
Yeah.
Please freeze us.
Well then, I suppose there's only one thing left to ask. Matt, what did you think?
That was interesting.
Well, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Did you enjoy yourself, Matt?
You know what? I did.
Yeah?
It's nice having another Matt on the show.
Yeah, it didn't get as confusing as I thought it was going to be honest.
No, I think, to be honest, I can't remember anyone's names anyway. So I think pointing and saying he is good enough.
It
anyway.
Works. Yeah. Yeah, it works. Well, if you guys at home have anything you want to let us know about British etiquette or, you know, how that we didn't really talk about British etiquette that much in the end in that episode, you know where to find us. Best place is on Twitter. You know where to find us. Best place, though, is Twitter. So I'm at Craig Lambard. Matt?
I'm at MT underscore Shaw.
How do you spell that?
S-H-A-W.
Okay, so that's like Shaw as in potato.
Yeah, it actually means the top part of a potato plant.
Yeah, it's good to know.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm Matt underscore Rodriguez.
What does Rodriguez mean?
But funny enough, Rodriguez, apparently, I looked up on Google, is, I had to double check now, grass widower, which is a, like a cricket almost, apparently, but I don't think it is. This is what Google says. Rodriguez is a Spanish patronymic, in brackets, meaning son of Rodrigo, and a common family name, in brackets, surname, in Spain and Latin America. Its Portuguese equivalent is Rodriguez with an S. The EZ, DJ EZ, signifies son of.
No.
But sorry, yeah, that's it.
That was interesting.
That was interesting, yeah.
All right, cool, thanks, guys.
Do you know what Craig means?
I presume it means something to do with crag or rock.
Exactly, rock. Yeah. It means like...
Frag or rock, yeah.
A jagged rock.
Just like your wit.
Yes, exactly like it. Well, other places they can find us?
Facebook, and we shall be... We're going to make more of an effort to post more on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Same with Acast. Twitter we've already mentioned. And thank you for subscribing through iTunes as well.
Yes, definitely.
That's bumped up a lot. Even I've subscribed.
Really? You listen to the podcast?
I do. I try not to. Because it makes me feel like I'm just listening to see if I've done all right on it.
But, I suppose that's the end of episode 8. I can't believe we got to eight, to be honest.
Almost at 10. That's almost 10.
That's almost 10.
And people have listened to every single one as well.
Yeah, that scares me a little bit, to be honest.
We should probably start having some quality control on these now.
Yeah, I think we need to, you know, calm people down.
Or have some good material.
Yeah, or that. Anyway, let's go.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Like snake.
Yeah. Bye. I can't do it, so I can old man dying.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.